Hi, I'm David Yak from Colorado Technology Consultants, and in this session we're going to be talking about ribbon customization. Ribbon customization is a key thing that you can do to be able to control the navigation of the CRM application. It makes available commands in context for the user to be able to do. If you're not familiar with the ribbon, pretty much any Office product that you go into introduce the ribbon, and CRM follows that same style of interface to give the users that familiar sense that as they go from one application to the next. Real quick, let me just jump over to the CRM system, and let's actually just look at it real quick. You've probably already seen this a little bit as you've gone through some of the other modules, but you'll notice that the ribbon shows up in many of the different places. As I go back just to the home area to the navigation, you'll notice that it picks up, in this case it's picking up the dashboard ribbon context. As I go down to activities, you'll see it change again and pick up the ribbon, things that are relevant within the ribbon. And you'll kind of see a similar thing on every place. So the first thing you'll see is the tabs. So as I go between these, allows me to have tabs. As we get into this, we'll talk about how an ISV is part of their solution. You could just add another tab. You can also go into existing tabs, and I'll talk a little bit about how you can kind of figure out where things go and how to know where to insert things. But if you look on here, you have groupings. So each of these little different bars. So here's a kind of a group bar. Here's another group. Here's another group. These are all groups that have been added to that tab. Within the group, within that tab, you can have a number of controls. And there's a set of controls that are defined in the SDK that you'll be able to see, things like being able to do a drop-down, being able to do just a straightforward button. All of these are different controls that you're able to, here's kind of a fly-out menu type thing. So all of these are controls that you can put within the context of the ribbon as you're building this out. Now, as you get into this, the ribbon was had some particular things that they were setting out to do. One of those was to kind of give the right command to the user at the right time. And so that's why you'll see all ribbon aspects are all context-based. You're going to see different ribbons presented at different times. I'll talk about shortly the different ribbons that exist, but you'll see how that falls into that satisfying that goal of giving that kind of just-in-time presentment of command options based on where you're at, what records you have selected, and even what permissions or what client you're in, those types of things, to make them easy discoverable. So users don't want to hunt to figure out what commands they're going to do. They want those to be right front and center, able to click at the right time. And also to pick up the Microsoft Office style. That was important because as users move from application to applications, you didn't want them to have to relearn a different way of navigating across the commands. They should have a similar way of being able to pull things together. The ribbon offers a number of things that are very important to customizers and developers. Probably one of the most important things is the flexibility to really have control over what you can do with it. The prior navigation changes in CRM, prior to CRM 2011, you had a lot of limitations in what you were able to customize, how you were able to control it, and being able to, if you don't need a button, don't have a use for a button in your solution, be able to hide it, repurpose it, was a very important thing to carry forward. And you'll see that as we get into a little more detail of what you can do at the different places, that very much carries through to the implementation of the ribbon. ISV isolation is another key aspect of it, being able to make sure that as you have multiple companies providing solutions that might get installed in the same CRM, with the prior ISV config, when people would make changes, those would oftentimes get overwritten by other ISVs, or even the customers in customizations oftentimes cause conflicts with the ISV solution. And so the ribbon does a lot, and we'll see some of that in action to try to mitigate the possibility of conflict occurring between two different ISVs. When we talk about the ribbon, there isn't just a ribbon. There's a ribbon at different places at the right time, and I kind of mentioned that. And so this list kind of shows that. So at the highest level, you have an application-wide ribbon. That application-wide ribbon is shown when nothing else is in context. So kind of as you're just at the main area, you're going to see that application ribbon. The forms one, so you have the ability to control a ribbon that will show up on all the forms. You also have all grids and entity based. So all grids, think about if you're looking at a list of contacts, that's a grid-based one that's going to have a ribbon that you're able to set the items that you want to show on that particular ribbon. And then as you drill into an individual record, whether it be an out-of-the-box record, a contact or an account, or a custom entity that you've built, you have a ribbon that's specific to that entity. And where you edit these varies a little bit. For example, the application-wide ribbon, you'll basically be able to add to a solution. I'll show you that in a little bit. The entity-based ones, you will add the entity and then work in the context of that entity. So your entity has to be in the solution that you're working with to be able to work with the ribbon. And you'll see that the ribbon diff XML is part of that XML customizations that are there. What can you do with the ribbon? Several things. You can add, remove, override, and disable. You can kind of see from the chart that there's different places you can do things. For example, you can add a tab to the ribbon. So I talked about that. Maybe your solution, you want to add, go on to contact, and you want to add a tab and add your own groups to that. That's perfectly acceptable. You can remove things. So maybe something isn't applicable with your solution. So you can go in and remove, and that includes a lot of the built-in elements as well. You can override. Now, what override means is I can go change the basic functionality of a button, for example, to do something different. Now, I would caution you a little bit that override does set you up for the possibility that you're going to have some conflict with other ISVs because they may have the same idea to be able to override. So as you're thinking through your strategy with the ribbon, while you certainly can do all these different things, it may be more viable in the case of override to hide the existing one and add your own one so that you know that yours will always show up even if another ISV decides to reshow or repurpose that other button. So there's a little bit of trade-off that you have to make as you think through the solutions that you're doing with them. You have a lot of flexibility with what you do. You have the ability to have rules that affect both the enable as well as the display of the button or the controls that you put on there. Or the tabs, the groups, all the different elements on there. The idea here is that you want to be able to have things understand the context that the user's in. The simple example I'll show later is when a record is not selected, so in other words, there's no selected records, I don't want my button to be visible, I don't want my button to be enabled because the button requires a selected record to do anything. So that's something I could control by an enable rule. If I didn't want the button to show at all, I would use a display rule. The display rule could control whether that button displayed or not. And these are just an example of some of the rules that you can do as part of that. You'll find a complete documentation on those in the SDK as you dive in a little bit deeper. But you can see from looking at them everything from authentication type to looking at particular values that are available, you're able to control a fair amount, not having to jump into JavaScript or things like that. You do also have the ability to get a little bit more customized and interact with the ribbon like that, but you'll find that the rules are very helpful in controlling what shows and having it show at the right time. You might have heard this discussed in the earlier session. The ISV config is being retired, so that was often a source of contention. So that's being moved to to the different places. So, for example, the tools and the menu type things moved to the ribbon that's a part of the entity. So because you're working in an isolated ribbon diff, I'll talk about the ribbon diff in a little bit. The ribbon diff is the specification of the ribbon that basically allows you to define what the ribbon's going to look like. There's no need to share these customizations. So when you're customizing the ribbon in the context of a ribbon diff, you're basically providing commands. And because those commands are unique to your solution, you don't have to worry about somebody else modifying yours. Those are just part of your solution, especially when you're working with the managed solution framework. So this is a look at the ribbon diff XML. We'll actually jump into some XML here shortly, and I'll show you an example of a ribbon customization we did. But as you walk through this, as you look down through it, you'll notice that there's a number of different things. You start at the ribbon diff XML, and that's the same whether you're starting from the application-level ribbon or whether you're talking about a ribbon that's specific to an entity. It's all part of the ribbon diff XML schema. And as you come into there, you have the custom actions. The custom actions can either be a custom action or a hide action. The custom action is what you use to override or replace or basically add a new one. The hide option, as it sounds, basically allows you to make one not show up. As you get into templates, they define the layout. So there's a number of templates that come out of the box from CRM that you're able to leverage. Those define some of the layout of the items on the ribbon, but you can also do some customization there. The command definition. So as you do an action, so let's say I have a button. That button, as you'll see, has a control in it, a button control. And that button, when you push the button, has a command that it references. So the commands are specified a little bit separate. Those commands can be reused for multiple buttons if you want. The commands also have the enable, disable, or enable and display rules that you'll see here. And we'll see that in action. They also have actions. The actions can be JavaScript functions, URLs, or Outlook commands. So from there, for example, if I want to click a button and have it launch a window, that's certainly doable. If I want to have it call a JavaScript function through the JavaScript libraries, that's doable as well. And then finally, you have your rules definition. So when I have the rules defined above, I'm actually referencing a rule that's defined elsewhere so that I you know, kind of keep these so I don't repeat myself multiple times. I'm able to have those pulled out. You also have local labels. So the ribbon is fully localized. So you're able to have, you know, just as you would deal with multiple languages in different places, you're able to specify different local labels for each of the different locales that you need to support in your solution. So I wanted to show a couple things here. First of all, I want to kind of give an idea. If I were to come back over to CRM here and go to, let's say I wanted to make a change to the ribbon, what I would do is the easiest way is to, if you don't already have a solution, you can just create a separate solution for no other purpose than doing ribbon customization. And all I'm going to do in this is I'm going to add an existing item. So I'm going to come in, add existing item. Same with sitemap. If you were doing that type of navigation, you could just say I want to add sitemap in it. But I want to pull, in this case, the application ribbon. And go ahead and save and close. We're going to go ahead and export this. Now remember, all I've put in there is the ribbon. And open this up real quick. And you'll see in here, and we'll look at a different one that has more stuff in it in a second, but this is what you would start with. And so as you can kind of see in here, you have the ribbon diff XML, and inside there you have templates for, or kind of shell elements for custom actions. So that would be your custom action or hide actions that would decide to add or hide controls. Your templates that it's referencing, so in this case we're referencing the MSCRM templates, the out-of-the-box ones, and then also your command definitions and your rule definitions and your local labels. And this is where you'd start, and this is the same thing you'd see if you did the same thing with contact or count or any custom entity. The only difference when you're working at the entity level is if you want to make a change to that ribbon, what you would do is instead of adding the application ribbon to the solution, you would add account or contact. And when you export that solution and open it up, you would see the entity, and inside the entity, you would have a ribbon def. In fact, let's just jump over. I'm going to look at a different one. Now, this one I'm going to show you next, if you recall, in one of the other sessions, I had a dialogue to where if you were on a contact or a kid, as I renamed it in that particular one, let me switch over to the different org. So this is Contoso 3. So if we go over to kids, you'll notice I have this, you know, this is all about nagging kids about doing their homework. And so I had added a button that I wanted to, what I want to do is have it invoke a dialogue, one of the new features of CRM 2011, to be able to run a guided process when I click on this button. And so the idea there is I want to be able to have that there. I want to put it in its own group. I want it to not be on if I don't have records selected. And that's kind of the basics there. So let's just switch over. And I've already opened up. So when you export this, what I've done is I basically had in here a solution that had contact in here. So you'll see the contact one. And so when you open this up, this is very similar XML you might have seen in prior versions. There are some new elements of it, like the ribbon diff that is new. And so if I come in here, what I want to be able to do is start minimizing some of this stuff. So I'm not dealing with the entity itself. So what I'm able to do is go ahead and minimize some of these sections. So this is where working with Visual Studio is probably, or another XML type editor is useful, because you're able to have a little bit of flexibility moving things around. So one of the things you'll notice as you come in here to this XML file is if you just kind of open this up and look here, you notice that this isn't very helpful, that IntelliSense isn't giving you much. Because you're going to be working in XML, one of the things you can do to make that a little easier is Microsoft has shipped as part of the schema a number of the different files to be able to define what the format of this XML file should be. So if I were to actually jump over to the SDK, you'll notice there's a schemas folder within there. If you copy all the schemas from within there, you're going to copy those to your Visual Studio. The actual location in Visual Studio may vary a little bit from machine to machine and depending on the version of Visual Studio you're running. But in general, you'll find it under the XML folder schemas that you'll copy it into. And so I'm going to go ahead and copy these in. I've already happened to have these in, so it's telling me that they're already there, but I'm going to go ahead and drop them in anyway. And the next thing you need to do is you're going to go to View and then Properties window. And from the Properties window, then you're going to click on the Schemas item here. And this is where you're going to launch up. And what you're going to do is you're going to look, the file that you want to basically select from here is the customization file one. So let's just kind of slide down here. And if you don't see that showing up on the list for some reason, sometimes it doesn't show up right away, what you can do is just do an add. Go to that folder. Go to Visual Studio. Make sure you pick the right version, not the prior version. XML, schemas. And basically go reference the customization solution is the one that you want to use as your main one. You're going to come over here and make sure that the use is selected on there. And then when you come back after that, now what you should be able to do is come into here, and as you open this up, notice I have custom action. And as I come into here, notice I get all the properties. And so this makes it a lot easier when you're working with the Ribbon XML or the Form XML to be able to navigate around it and have control over it, so you don't have to remember all the attributes that might show up on there. Now, back to the Ribbon customization. So now how did we get that nag button on there? So we started out with an empty Ribbon diff XML, and we did a series of commands. Now, I say series of commands because these commands are run in the sequence order that they're found, so you'll see that each of these has a sequence that's put on it. And that controls the order that they run and are applied. Think of these as commands that run one after another. So as it processes those, it's going to go through the command set. And that's also helps with some of the ISV isolation, because you're not replacing a whole file and say, here's a new navigation file. What you're doing is saying, here's commands I want you to run to apply to the navigation. So when all the commands from all the solutions have been run and applied, that's what the user ends up seeing at any point in time. And so what we're doing here is we're defining scale. So this is a little bit of things to set up for being able to put that group on there. We're basically controlling the sizing. Scale deals with how, as you expand the user interface, how you want it to be able to do. And to do this properly, you'd probably provide multiple scales. There's actually a bug in beta that didn't work with all the different scaling options. They'll be fixed by the RTM, so that's why it's not showing here. But essentially, you'll be able to provide what you want the ribbon to look like as the user changes the size of the ribbon that's there. You can also specify a max size. So in this case, I'm using the size of large, so I'm fine with it being large at all times. And you'll notice a couple things in here that are also important. So I'm adding to that main tab a new group, right? So what I need to be able to do is, how do I know how to tell it to add to that existing one? And the way I've done that is I've specified this location to run this command against. And so I'm saying contact, main tab, scaling, and the children from that. So how did I know that? There's a nice set of files and a utility that's provided with the SDK. So you can find it in the SDK under sample code CS client ribbon export ribbon XML. And what this does is it basically goes and exports for an entity the current view that CRM has after all the applications of all the ribbon commands. And it builds, in this case, it goes and does that for all the entities. And so there's a folder in here that has all the ribbons in there. And you can actually, this is a very good resource for understanding how you might do ribbon customizations, because if you've seen it done somewhere else, you can open up one of these and find out how they did it. So if we open this up, so I'm going to open this with Visual Studio. And so this, you'll see this is a consolidated one, so it has the scaling, so it has all the scaling items, and so this has it all built out like it looks. And the nice thing about this is you're working with the ribbon and you do your own stuff, you may want to run this utility, because you can run it and see how your stuff plays in to the ribbon that's currently in effect for it. So you'll see the groups. So you'll see that I have a on the main tab. And so this is where I get that ID from. So main tab, I went in here and found that when I'm working with this, that tells me where I want that to be able to be. You can also decide where the placement is. So like in my case, I want it to be after collaboration. So I can look at collaboration as a sequence of 30. So if I want to be after that, I'm going to have basically use a sequence that puts me just a little bit after. But you'll see this is a great way. You can see how they define menus and all kinds of stuff in here, different buttons. So as you're looking to understand how the ribbon works, this is a great resource to work with. So anyway, back to here. So I've got a couple of commands. So I've got the scale. I set up my max size. And then my next one here is I'm setting up the actual group itself. And so what I'm doing here is saying I want to add into the children control collection for the main tab groups a new group. And notice I'm giving it everything a unique ID, and I'm prefixing that. So I'm using my prefix to keep it so it won't collide with any other possible name. But also, if a customer wanted to hide this group, what they would do is they would look at, they'd do that same thing that where they'd run the extract. They'd look at the ID of my ribbon item or my group and say, I want to hide that group, and they do an action against that group to hide it or add their additional rules. Within side there's a control collection, and this is where I'm adding my button. Now, the button, when it's clicked, is going to issue the command. And so you'll notice here that I put a reference to a command on here. And you'll see that the command itself, the definition of that, is provided down a little bit lower. So inside the command definitions is where I define my commands. And in this case, I'm defining a enable rule, and because I want it enabled. I also can have an additional rule that I'm putting on it because I want to only have one selected at a time. So I built a custom reference here to a contoso.selectOnlyOne rule that exists down lower. We'll look at that in a second. And finally, as long as it's enabled, I could do a similar thing with the display rules. So basically, you'd have a display rule in there and reference a rule in your rule definition list. And the actions come into play when the user clicks the button. So this tells the command what is it doing. And in my case, I want it to run a JavaScript function, run dialog. And so this run dialog is in a JavaScript library. So I've given a reference to that. So that's in my web resources. And I'm passing parameters to it. So what I'm doing is there's a set of parameters from string values. So here I'm passing the ID of the dialog I want to run. And the CRM parameter is using to pass a special set of parameters that are available, things like selected records or other things in the current context that you can get a hold of. And there's a full list in the SDK that you can find of that. And so I'm passing both of these into the function that gets invoked. And if you come down a little further to my enable rule, so this is important because what I'm doing here is I'm defining a rule. And you recall we had a list of things that we could use. One of them is select count rule. The select count rule allows me to specify a minimum or maximum. So I may say that, you know, I'm fine with them selecting multiple, but not more than five when they do it. In this case, I'm doing a minimum of one and a maximum one because I want them to only have one record selected if this is going to be enabled. And you'll actually see if you mouse with a ribbon that button wouldn't become enabled if I didn't have any records selected. So a lot of flexibility. One thing that I will encourage you when you're making ribbon customizations, do them step by step. If you do a whole bunch all at once, import the ribbon and it doesn't work, it's very hard to come back and try to figure out, you know, what little piece you might have changed. Whereas if you incrementally add things, so for example, the first thing I may do is get that button to show before I worry about all the rules. And then once I've got that working, I go incrementally add the rules and some of the other more fancy stuff that I want so that if one of those breaks, I'm not trying to figure out which piece in that ribbon customization is causing the problem. So just to wrap up the ribbon, it's very flexible. You can do quite a bit of stuff. We've got a lot of new opportunities to build user interfaces that are tailored for what the user's doing at the particular time. You can connect it to, as we saw, custom code, you know, with respect to JavaScript to be able to launch things. You can connect it to a link. You can have it drive off of whether it shows based on a number of things that are going on in that CRM environment at the given time. Take your time with the ribbon, get to know it a little bit. In addition to the lab that you have with this training course, the SDK has several different walkthroughs that you can go through, showing different examples from adding a tab to an existing, to a form, adding a group to an existing tab, all kinds of different scenarios. There's a lot of flexibility with the ribbon. Take time to get to know the ribbon, and you'll find a lot of opportunities to customize your navigation.